as we went through the 90s, every time I would show our sow barns to anybody, we'd look into windows, you know, we didn't take people out, fire security, shower, we all shower in shower out facilities and that type of thing. They would look in there and they would say, they get to get out of those crates, right? And we'd be like, no, they live in those crates because that's the best way to take care of them so we can feed them properly and control the feed, control the body weight, keep them from fighting. But you know, every time the reaction would always be, really? And I have friends that are in the dairy industry, you know, and they have freestall barns. And they would be like, the sows get to get out of those crates, right? And I'm like, no, they don't. And then we ran into people who would come to work for us and they'd shower in and work in the farm the first day. And they would be like, that's ridiculous. I can't work in a barn like that. That's crazy. You can't house an animal like that. We would be like, oh, they just don't understand agriculture. And so we ran into that. But more and more, this issue just kept bubbling up and bubbling up. And then in 2002 or three, I think Florida passed a ban on gestation crates. Can't have them. And we were upset about that. Really, we thought, well, how can they do that? You know, obviously we had facilities up, we invested capital, we were depreciating barns over all these years, counting on these barns to last all this time, like every other producer. And we were faced with a change.